Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Michael Lutz about how urologists can be advocates for men's health. Lutz is a partner in the Michigan Institute of Urology and is president of the MIU Men's Health Foundation. To start off with, Dr. Lutz, could you describe your clinical practice?
Well, I began my practice in 1986, and that was in the infancy of prostate cancer screening. And I could see that that was really going to be the form thrust of my practice, that and men's health. And so I formed the first US2 prostate cancer group in the state of Michigan, as well was the main participant for Prostate Cancer Awareness Week in partnership with the Prostate Cancer Education Council. And then things kind of grew over that time. And basically I went from a solo practice to a group of three. And then from a group of three, we joined the Michigan Institute of Urology to a group of over 50. And just recently, we became part of the Solaris Health platform, and we're now part of one of the largest urology platforms in the nation.
What prompted you to pursue advocacy efforts when it comes to urology and men's health? And then could you talk a little bit about, you know, what you do?
Well, you know, as a urologist, we know that we can always do more. But when you think about doing men's health, you feel this need to do more. Because you have these patients in your room, and you know that there's so much more that you can offer them as a service. And as a urologist, we have such a vast background in the care for these patients. As an advocate for men's health, it all started back in 2009 when we formed the MIU Men's Health Foundation. And the thought initially was, well, we can be a prostate cancer survivorship organization, but it seemed at that time that that was very narrow-minded, and that if you're going to take care of prostate cancer patients, you have to take care of all of the patient. And that became the Men's Health Foundation. And our Men's Health Foundation developed opportunities to educate and engage men and to get them more involved with their own care. And so we developed all of these different outreach activities, whether it be our Run for the Ribbon at the Detroit Zoo for Prostate Cancer Survivorship, our Cogs and Kegs event that we do annually for our bicycling community, our Blue Fund, which is a personal financial support for those men in need who are surviving and being treated for their prostate cancer. And lastly, our men's health event, which we perform annually at Ford Field, where well over 1,000 men come to Ford Field to get full screenings, full educational opportunities, having the chance to interact with other individuals who can offer them healthcare opportunities. And we make it a fun event. We offer free haircuts and massages, and we even have part of the services for the women who bring the men to the event. But the goal of everything that we do is to really offer educational and healthcare opportunities to those men in need in our greater Detroit community. If we were to move on, we also have quite a bit of national impact. When you look at our events that we've created locally, they've been copied and used nationally and internationally. And we've assisted other organizations in developing men's health outreach activities and events in other cities and even in other countries around the world.
Could you just talk a little bit more in detail about why it's so important for urologists to be, you know, men's health advocates?
Well, you know, as a urologist, we see men of all ages. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to take advantage of being their advocates for healthcare. As a urologist, we can step in and actually be that men's health advocate. When we see the young male that comes in for STD evaluation or for infertility evaluation or maybe a vasectomy consult, we can look at their vitals, their BMI, we can look at their family history, we can look at these issues and see, are they taking care of themselves? Do they need to take better care of themselves? Are they aware of the checklist that they need to kind of go through to make sure that they're going to have a healthier life ahead of them? And those are very simple things that we can do as we look over their charts. As men get older, they become part of our practices. So they go from their adolescent or young adult years and become our patients, whether it be for stone disease or malignancy screenings, and also if it's for erectile dysfunction. So we want to start looking at other aspects of healthcare, the role of anxiety, depression may be playing in their life, the risk of future or present cardiovascular disease. And so it's really important that we take advantage of this opportunity as we build the relationship with the patient, as to give them all that they need. And I think that it's all that they really want. They want more, and we can give them more. And it's really not much of an extra effort to do that on our behalf, and we can become their advocate for healthcare.
What impact have your advocacy efforts had on your clinical practice?
I think it teaches you how to offer holistic care. And what I mean is by the whole, the completeness. The care that we offer as a urologist in general is sometimes considered fragmented or just narrow based. But if you look at the entire care of the patient, it makes you a better physician. It makes you more engaged with your patient. And in the end, your patient will have a much better relationship with you and will likely be more inclined to follow your advice, your recommendations, and use you as a resource or as a tool, a part of their toolkit as far as their healthcare overall, and you'll be much more involved in their overall success for their health overall.
If a urologist wants to get into this and be, you know, within their own practice and become an advocate for men's health and do the kind of efforts that you're doing, what should they do? What are their first steps?
I think the first for a urologist is you have to want to make a difference. You just can't think that you're just going to be an integral part of the community. You have to really want to do that. Not everybody wants to do this kind of thing. And you should find local organizations, particularly nonprofits, as well as some corporate organizations that are looking for urologists that can actually help educate the men within their organizations. And you can start with the educational and engagement component, and then you can try and decide if you want to offer some type of services, things that you may naturally do, whether it be screening for some of the urologic health issues, or whether it be treatment for some of the urologic issues. But whatever it is, you first want to start just by reaching out into the community, and having a need to do something like that is really important.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.